Bear Hugs. That's what he gives bears. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
How appropriate from one doctor to another doctor and talking about this is right up his alley, giving bear hugs. He'd love to be hugging with a polar bear and a grizzly at the same time, I'm sure. We call him the Doc here at Outdoor Journal. His name is Gord Peiser. He is the fishing editor of Canada's premier outdoor magazine, Outdoor Canada. Good morning, Doc. How are you? Hello, Doc.
Hi, Ange. How are you doing?
Doing good. Yourself, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Were you aware of that grizzlies are moving in?
You know, I was aware that historically I had heard they had always been there. But I have to say, well, it was absolutely fascinating listening to that. But I've always been impressed by top predators. I don't know why it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, grizzly or polar bears, polar bears are the only animal that when they smell a human will actually intend to stalk you.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's something, I think at least, something neat about that.
I had a first hands-on experience with that in Churchill, Manitoba, about, 20 years ago. We were up there shooting an Outdoor Journal television program, and part of our program was following the Bear Alert team. That it's much like having a squad, you know, like a police team that's on call, except it's for polar bears, right?
Because exactly
right, certain time of year they inundate the community. Anyways, so we're on one of these runs to see if we can save a polar bear from getting shot from the locals because they were getting a little too close, and we were going to tranquilize it and move it. Make a long story short, this was about 1,000-pound male, and
wow.
Once we got close enough to him that he was able to get a whiff and a sniff of what we were, he just turned and started coming right at us. And
wow.
The guys had to put him down real quick, unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. The first time that they'd ever even encountered that. But that's, you're right. This bear, once he smelled that we were human, there was no game playing anymore. So
you know, when you read the old Shackleton type explorer recounts, and even today when guys are crossing the Arctic, it truly polar bears are one of the few animals that, you know, at night they get a whiff of you. They will come and investigate, and they're not the least bit. Not the least bit frightened from human scent.
Not at all. Speaking of which, you going hunting before you get out fishing?
After about 10 days of rain and wind, today has dawned. It is so beautiful today, and I am sitting here. This is the honest truth, Ange. I'm totally dressed, waiting for Liam to drive into the driveway. We're going smallmouth fishing.
Oh, good for you. I thought you were
going
to say I thought you were going to say you're in camouflage and ready to go archery fishing or something. Wow, good for you, man.
But I got to tell you quickly, we were out earlier this week. I was 3 days on Eagle Lake.
Yeah.
Had some friends in from Alberta, and I had the most unique experience. I've suspected this many, many times, but I had the most unique experience walleye fishing. It blew my mind. On the second day, I had Byron Bolton and his wife Cheryl, and I honestly, when I selected a minnow to bait Cheryl's jig, and we were jig fishing for walleyes, I selected red-sided dace. We had a minnow pail that had fine-scaled dace. It had chubs in it. It had some shiners even. I selected only the red-sided dace for Cheryl. And I have never seen, she honestly caught 50 to 60 walleye that day and probably missed another 15. I didn't tell a soul. And she outfished everybody in the area. The next morning, I had their two young daughters, beautiful, beautiful girls, Katrina and Rosemary. And I did the very same thing, selected only red-sided dace. And everybody else, we were just putting on the chubs and the shine. the two girls in 2 hours put 47 walleyes in the boat. And it tells you those little details, Ange, those little details make all the difference in the world.
Now, think of what you just heard there, folks. We're talking details in live bait. We're talking fine details in live bait. That's how critical that is, and that's why he is the doc. Unbelievable. Yeah.
And we were, you know, you're right. You three people put a jig down with the same identical jig, and one of them has a red-sided dace on it. The other two have horny-headed chubs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we still caught fish, but it was outrageous, the difference.
Unbelievable. You're going to write a blog on that, I'm assuming? Yeah.
It's coming out on Monday morning. I almost didn't want to tell you before the blog came out, but I thought, what the heck? Check the blog Monday. Wait till you see the photos. The girls, they've got smiles from ear to ear. It was so much fun.
Where can folks check it out?
www.outdoorcanada.ca.
My friend, have yourself a wonderful weekend, and say hi to Liam for us.
I sure will, and you have a great weekend, too.
Gord Peiser, the doc with Outdoor Canada magazine. If you don't have a copy of that publication, shame on you. Go check it out, outdoorcanada.ca. And while you're there, check out the doc's blog. That are it, Stephen. We got to get a move on. On behalf of the entire ODJ team, Stephen Labadie, John Winters, our producer in Europe vacationing, Derek Brandeo, and Jessica Ellis, I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. Get that drawbridge up, Countess. I'm on the way. Talk to you next Saturday.